It's Monday, November 21st, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Persecution of Christians is on the rise in at least 18 countries, especially in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, due to growing jihadism and nationalism, according to the report released by Aid to the Church in Need. An analysis of the persecution of Christians in 2020 to 2022, compared with 2017 to 2019, shows that the situation for Christians has become worse or slightly worse in at least 18 countries. These countries include Syria, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Mali, Sudan, Nigeria, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Mozambique, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Myanmar, Russia, North Korea, China, Vietnam, India, and Qatar. According to the report entitled Persecuted and Forgotten, a report on Christians oppressed for their faith 2020 to 2022. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10, Paul wrote, "That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Before U.S. senators voted last Wednesday to end debate on legislation that would codify homosexual faux marriage and possibly group faux marriage into federal law, Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma denounced the measure, explaining that it threatens, quote, "the religious liberty of countless people across the country," end quote, reports CNSNews.com. From the floor of the Senate, Lankford reminded his colleagues about what President Barack Obama said after the Supreme Court legalized homosexual marriage in the Obergefell versus Hodges ruling in 2015. Listen.
After the Obergefell decision was made, President Obama spoke to the nation. He supported the Obergefell decision from the Supreme Court. But then he said this, "I know that Americans of goodwill continue to hold a wide range of views on this issue. Opposition in some cases has been based on sincere and deeply held beliefs. All of us who welcome today's news should be mindful of that fact, recognize different viewpoints, revere our deep commitment to religious freedom." Great words that seem to be on the cutting room floor today. It hasn't taken long for President Obama's statement after the Obergefell decision to say, "Never mind."
In fact, Senator Lankford cited a unique anniversary last Wednesday, which has been virtually deep-sixed.
29 years ago today, President Clinton signed into law the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And 29 years later, Congress is saying, "Never mind." I find that a problem.
Look at the 12 Republican senators who, to their shame, voted to codify homosexual faux marriage and possibly group faux marriage. If you've not already done so, please call your two senators at 202-224-3121 to oppose House Resolution 8404. At least 5 people are dead and another 25 injured after a mass shooting Saturday night inside the homosexual nightclub known as Club Q in Colorado Springs, Colorado, reports KOAA. The club was hosting a cross-dressing drag divas event when a man walked in with a long rifle and began firing on customers and staff. Joshua Thurman, an eyewitness, shared what he saw and heard.
"As I was dancing on the dance floor, I heard shots fired. I thought it was the music. Then I heard another set of shots ring out, and I turned to my left, and I saw the flash from the muzzle. I ran to the dressing room immediately. There was a customer that followed me, and there was a drag performer, delusional, who was in the dressing room. I made them lock the doors, and we got down on the ground and cut off the lights immediately. Bodies on the ground, blood, shattered glass, people dead."
The shooter has been identified as Anderson Lee Aldrich, age 22, of Colorado Springs. Police and fire units got the call at 11:57 p.m. Saturday night. Emergency personnel arrived in 3 minutes to find at least 2 people in the club had already subdued the suspect. He was in custody within minutes. Elon Musk, the new CEO of Twitter, tweeted Friday that Twitter has restored the accounts of left-wing comedian Kathy Griffin, banned for impersonating Musk, Canadian philosopher Jordan Peterson, banned for misgendering actress Ellen Elliott Page, and conservative Christian satire site The Babylon Bee, banned for misgendering Richard Rachel Levine, a Biden administration health official. Plus, after inviting the public to weigh in on whether former President Donald Trump should be allowed back on Twitter, 15,085,000 people voted. In a tweet by Musk, he revealed that 51.8% wanted Trump reinstated, and 48.2% did not. Later, he tweeted, quote, "The people have spoken. Trump will be reinstated," end quote. And finally, after the Hallmark Channel continued to affirm sexual perversion, Christian actress Candace Cameron Bure decided to align herself with the Great American Family Network, founded in 2021 by former Hallmark executive Bill Abbott. She calls it the, quote, "God and country alternative for holiday entertainment," end quote, reports the Christian Post. Plus, she thought it was about time someone put Christianity back in Christmas movies, where it has been demonstrably absent. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, the woman best known for her role in the hit sitcom Full House was clear. The Great American Family Network will not include any affirmation of homosexuality in its storylines. Not surprisingly, leftist celebrities have taken to social media this week to criticize the 46-year-old Bure. Actress Hillary Burton Morgan called Bure a quote-unquote bigot on social media. She tweeted, quote, "I don't remember Jesus liking hypocrites like candy. But sure, make your money, honey. You ride that prejudice wave all the way to the bank," end quote. Worse yet, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation appears to be threatening actors from appearing in any project for the Great American Family Network. Shockingly, the advocacy group has demanded that a whopping 20% of all television characters be homosexual or transgender by 2025. That's despite the fact that homosexuals only represent 3% of the population. 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 asks, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." And that's The Worldview on this Monday, November 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2022. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.